What's happening locally? The news.
And it is our first look for this week, although it is our Tuesday morning look, some of the local news in the Republic of Panama. Of course, yesterday was a very important day for us in Panama, a new president and a hopefully different future. Today, we will take a look at what was said and what was promised. And we start with the president of the National Assembly, Dana Castañeda, when she placed the presidential sash on José Raúl Moreno, who appeared deeply moved, and a few tears did flow. The March of Panama is also played in the background, and the new national leader was accompanied by his wife, Maricel Cohen de Molino. It was firstly the president of the National Assembly, that's Daneida Castañeda, who then made her speech during the president's inauguration. Castañeda said that a stage has begun in which the population's distrust of government institutions will have to be overcome. Understanding what unites differences, we can and must respect each other, she said. Those who do not work will not receive their salary starting today. That's Tuesday, said Dana Castañeda. This is regarding the National Assembly's payrolls. She assured that there will be a reduction in the Assembly's budget so that those resources will be allocated to the National Oncology Centre. Deputy Castañeda said that the laws should be proposed to allow economic reactivation. She also congratulated the efforts of the independent group of deputies of Vamos. The President of the Republic, José Raúl Moreno, began his official speech when he appointed the President of the Supreme Court of Justice, María Eugenia López Arias. Now, this family man owes himself to Panama. I will act as president with the teaching that you always gave me. Love always conquers hate, said Moreno. He said it's necessary to enhance public service. We have the challenge of leaving Panama in growth. He described the years between 2009 and 14 and said that his friend Ricardo Martinelli led that progress. We received a deeply affected economy, said Moreno, describing how the investment grade was partially lost, interest rates rose, unemployment increased, and Panamanians feel the crisis in their pockets. Moreno said that a few people made a party out of the funds, but he assured that those who made those expenses will pay the bill. He will form a government focused on solving the problems of the vast majority of Panamanians, said the new leader, promising that he will work so that the people can be happy again. José Raúl Moreno said that political persecution is capable of paralyzing the economy and that this polarization was based on heads and not on justice. My family and I had to suffer a political, judicial, and media system. This tool of judicialization by the state has many people fighting to keep their freedom, said Moreno. And as Moreno gave his speech on the search for justice, part of the audience shouted, "Freedom!" We're not going to cover up for anyone, nor are we going to look the other way in the face of waste, he said, noting that it will be up to the justice system to act freely. Moreno announced a process of state reform. Panamanians cannot expect bad things. We are in a bad shape, but things are looking good, added Moreno. President Moreno announced that My First Job Plan for 1,000 young people will be launched on the 1st of August, in addition to a new road construction plan. He said that he would personally review the tender status of the new oncology hospital. He also announced that the hospital will have a hotel for people who come to receive treatment from the interior of the country. Moreno said that he will hand over all the projects under development and will also accelerate the construction of housing. We cannot continue to finance the economic and social costs that illegal migration generates for the country, said Moreno, noting that Panama will no longer be a transit country for illegal immigrants. He also asked security agencies to enforce the law, to which someone in the audience shouted, "With respect." Moreno also said that Darien's biodiversity must be preserved and cared for. And he also said that he will appeal to international solidarity to find solutions with the countries involved in the migration crisis in the Darien jungle. I will not allow Panama to be an open road for thousands of people passing through, he said, noting that many of the routes are used by human and drug traffickers. The president also referred to the need for land titling for agricultural producers so that they can have access to financing. The agricultural sector will have an allied president who is part of the sector. He assured that he will address the issue of the lack of water in the interior of the country and said that he will finish the urgent works in water matters. It cannot be that while some Panamanians have water, the vast majority lack it, he said, announcing that the EDAN must be transformed, but this will not mean the privatization of the organization. And he called on the tanker business to end corruption. Molina also promised to give greater access to bank accounts. He spoke of the need to reactivate tourism and generate employment. We will optimize the stopover program with our flagship airline, Copa Airlines. We will make accessible tourist packages. Molina wondered where the money for all these projects will come from, to which he replied, we will have to start with less than $50 billion in debt. With a firm step, we will implement spending austerity, greater investment, and the money will be used by priority. With this change of priorities and a good financial scheme, we will be able to carry out the announced works, he replied. The new president has said that his flagship mega project will be the David Panama train. The impact on the economy will be enormous in agriculture and in the movement of national and foreign passengers, not counting the construction stage. He also assured that it will make the production of biofuels possible. We're going to create more than 20,000 jobs in our fields to produce cleaner and more efficient fuel at a national level, he said. José Raúl Molina also referred to foreign policy and said that Panama will be part of the United Nations Security Council from 2025. Panama does not have a veto, but it does have a vote. He indicated that he will be consistent with countries that need votes in the international arena. He said the work will be intensified with the United States, Colombia, and the rest of the neighboring countries, such as Costa Rica. He spoke of the need for trade, security, energy, and technology agreements. He said that he's in favor of a free trade agreement with Mercosur. President Molina said he strongly rejects the inclusion of Panama in discriminatory lists and the disqualification made against the country. We're still on some lists, and I consider it disrespectful to place Panama on grey lists, he said, noting that he rejects the fact that countries that do business in Panama and have companies in the country continue to impose restrictions on the country and place it on lists. It cannot be that a country that's about to become part of the UN Security Council is put on these lists. These inconsistencies must end. He assured that he will make Panama respected and recover its good name. Molina also congratulated the young deputies and the veterans, telling them to do things differently this time. The entire population class is in check, he warned, indicating that many have gone from service to blackmail. I asked the private sector to invest freely. This president has no intermediaries. If someone wants to ask for a bribe, report it, said Molina, assuring that he did not come to office to do business. He also invited businessmen not to offer or accept bribes. I will not allow anyone to tarnish the name of my government or my own, he said. Molina referred to the Ifaro cases and assured that a clean-up process will begin. The financial aid will be for students who merit and those families that have an income of up to $2,000. He said the current aid will be converted into loans so they can begin to pay back the money they received. He also referred to the construction of a university city with spaces for residencies for students coming from the interior. President Molina said that the time has come to make a fundamental reform of the Social Security Fund to resolve not only the issue of pensions, but also the provision of medicines. We're going to have strict limits and controls, he said, about the CSS, while mentioning that a strict audit system will be created, and he warned that if measures are not taken, the pension system will collapse. He said that those who owe money to the CSS will be charged an unnecessary charges and bottles in the institution will be eliminated. Social Security Fund will not be privatised. The price of medicine must go down, he said, urging laboratories and pharmaceutical companies to sharpen their pencils so that they can make a reasonable profit at the people and the people can have access to medicine. He added that they will open a research centre so that pharmaceutical companies can set up shop in the country. The parallel decentralisation and its criminal use will die with me, he said. He also asked those who remain in public positions to resign. All the actions of my government will generate chen-chen, he said, pointing out that the construction of the train, roadworks and others will generate resources and employment. He said that the aim is to generate more private investment and therefore more employment. President Molino said that the millions of dollars that will be saved from the Assembly's cuts will also generate resources. I asked the private sector to invest freely. This president has no intermediaries. If somebody wants to ask for a bribe, report it, said Molino, assuring that he did not come to office to do business. He also invited businessmen not to offer or accept bribes. I will not allow anyone to tarnish the name of my government or my own, he said. Regarding the Cobre Panama mine, José Raúl Molino said that the previous government of Nito Cortizo left a bomb with the fuse lit. We must respect the laws, the court ruling, and the people's request. He announced that he will order an audit of the mine to determine the state of the site and the potential dangers that it poses. The plan to open and close permanently will depend on this environmental study, Molino said. I promise Panamanians that I will take the necessary measures to ensure that what happened does not happen again, Molino said of the country's paralysis in protests and street blockades between October and November of last year. My greatest wish is to see them succeed and be happy, concluded the President of the Republic, José Raúl Molino, after a 56-minute speech from the Atlapa Convention Center. To finish, they sang the national anthem, and at the end of the events, the President said goodbye to each of the international guests. My biggest dream was to be president of the Panamanians, and you have made it possible, confessed José Raúl Molino during his first speech as national leader. He assured that he will be a present president and will govern for everyone equally. I want my greatest legacy to be to regain confidence in public service. I will not protect anyone, even if it's one of my own. And that was it. There's a summary that for sort of what went on yesterday. A lot of suggestions, a lot of promises, and as I said at the beginning, let's hope for a new future. And that's it. There's our look at the events for this morning here on The Breakfast Show.